Hi, I'm Erica Ramirez, founder of Illy and host of What About Your Friends, a podcast dedicated to the many lives of friendship and how it's portrayed in pop culture. Every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, I talk to my best friend, Stephen Othello, and your favorites from within the Ringer and beyond about friendships on TV, in movies, pop culture, and our real lives. So join me every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, where we try to answer the question TLC asked back in the day, what about your friends?
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. We're still recovering from that Golden Bachelor finale. At least I am. I think my opinion of Gary has really changed. I'm going to have to think about it. We'll circle back when we do some year-end pods, me and Callie. Today, though, special episode. We have Rachel Recchia joining us. A little bit nervous since we weren't always so nice about her, but excited to see how she's doing. With that in mind, let's get into it. Rachel, welcome to Bachelor Party. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Are you? We weren't that nice to you during your bachelorette season. I just feel like I need to be honest. I don't want to lie to your face.
You know what? I watched myself in my own bachelorette season, so a lot of the criticism, you know, is a little warranted.
Right. You know, I appreciate that self-awareness. Thanks for not holding it against me. I will say me and my co-host Callie have really enjoyed watching you in Paradise this season. It seems like you came in with a whole different attitude, a lot more just like looseness. It's felt to us like you seem more confident. Like, did you feel different going into it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this season out of all three, I felt the most confident and the most like myself. And I think that's why it's been a good experience for me to watch back, because I just know I really was carrying myself as I am 100% this time.
Did you think about not watching? I mean, I can't imagine watching myself on TV.
I know. I think if I watched back Bachelorette, I can watch back this one. It was a little bit easier to watch.
That's good. Did you watch Bachelor with Clayton?
I did watch Bachelor.
Wow. What changed for you going into Paradise?
I think really watching myself on Bachelorette, I knew I had so many things I had to work on. And I think it's really easy for people to say that, but I really needed to work on some things with myself before I was ready for a relationship. And I think I did that work going into Paradise.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was great seeing you have more fun. I just feel like I haven't said it exactly like this, but we were just like, why isn't Rachel getting the bachelorette treatment on the beach? We were like rooting for you so hard and just wanted you to find love, or not even love, but just fun, sustained fun. That's all. It just seems like more than enough, right?
I know. I really enjoyed the fact that I felt like I was just part of the cast. I don't feel like I was treated any differently, which I really enjoyed, because it was nice to be able to bond with everyone and not feel like we were on different tiers. just because of The Bachelorette. But
yeah,
I would have also liked to have a little bit more of an easy ride, but I don't regret it. I think everything happened the way it was supposed to.
Have you talked to any of, like, have you talked to Jordan or Tanner or Brayden since the show?
Yeah, I've talked to all three and we're all like good friends, which is crazy. But I feel like I do have really good relationships with all my exes besides one. And so it's been like really nice to be able to have them as friends.
Do you hang out? Like all those guys live in LA or near LA, right?
I will occasionally see them when we're all in like groups of people. But yeah, like it is nice to be able to catch up like off camera and things like that when you're in town.
Do you feel like of those three, there's any that's like the one that got away that you're like, maybe we should try to date again?
I don't know. I think everything would have happened if it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Watching back, obviously it's really hard because those emotions come back up, but I always have to like remind myself that if I was supposed to be with someone, I would.
That's a very good attitude too. You seem so zen. How did you get here after being on three seasons of this show?
A lot of therapy. Truly.
It's funny you say that because I was watching Southern Charm and Austin's there. Do you watch Southern Charm?
I don't, but I've heard great things. I need to start getting more like on my Bravo stuff.
It's pretty entertaining. Austin's therapist is on it. And I'm just like, what kind of therapy is effective if it's on television like that? It drives me insane.
I know. It's definitely a lot crazier off camera. And my therapist would have to like watch my season. And then we would talk about it. I'm like, I feel so bad she has to watch this.
Oh, so she did watch it?
She would watch. Yeah.
Wow. Like,
why do you think you were acting like that? And then I had to be like, you know, doing all the actual work. But I'm glad it's for the better.
Sure. It's like extra data and context. So were you working together before you went on the show?
No.
Got it. And so one thing from like your final episode of this season that just aired, I'm curious about, it was like a revelation to me as a viewer that Kylie and Blake apparently were really good friends. What are some of the friendships on the beach that we just didn't get to see? Because now that I know about that, I'm like, what else was going on? Not even romantically, just friend-wise.
Yeah, there's so much that is filmed. We're together 24/7 and unfortunately or fortunately, only a couple hours get to air a week. But we were all super close, all the girls. I was really close with Liv. Me and Blake have a good friendship. Me and Tyler, they missed me and Avon's like friendship as well.
You and Avon never spoke. Yeah, what's the deal with you guys?
Yeah, no, we spoke post-show. We both kind of knew we were both going. And so when we got there, it was kind of just like a boring conversation of like, we've already talked this out and we just wanted to support each other. So I understand why it didn't air, but I know people would have liked to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just very civil conversation.
That's nice. And then what about you and Tyler? It seemed like you guys have a good friend vibe.
Yes. Tyler is someone that's always been there for me, like throughout everything. And I love, there was this one moment where Wells was talking to me and I was like leaning on Tyler and it just like shows how good of a person Tyler is.
Yeah, he does seem like it. Did Brayden really pierce his ear? I'm obsessed with this.
I actually was upstairs showering the paint out of my hair when that happened. So it was a surprise to me when I came downstairs.
So Brayden came back from your date and that's when he pierced Tyler's ear?
Yes. And there was a whole truth or dare thing happening. What? I missed a lot that night.
How did he do it? Like how, like, do you know? Did they have like a needle or something?
From what I'm aware, they just took the earring and shoved it through his ear.
Oh my God.
So I'm sure there's some tetanus there maybe, or like maybe he got it cleaned up a little.
Maybe Tyler had an ear piercing that was like closed up, but they like reopened it or something.
I don't know. I walked down to the stud, the single stud.
Oh my God. It also was like a really big earring. I mean, not like Brayden big, but like shiny. And I just feel like I kept like catching my eye for subsequent episodes.
I know. We needed like the feather, the dream catcher in one ear.
Yeah. So how long were you actually there?
I was in Paradise the entire time, except for like give or take 2 or 3 days.
So that's like almost 3 weeks, right?
Yeah. It was a while.
It's a very confusing sense of time. Like, when Jesse said you're at your fourth rose ceremony, like to me, I'm like, how is it only the fourth one? Does it feel like like there should be more or less when you're actually in Paradise?
Paradise really feels longer to me because we are filming all day, every day. On The Bachelorette, there's days or Bachelor, they have a group day or you kind of have like an off day and there is no off day in Paradise. So it seems like so much time is passing, but also no time is passing at all. It's very right. Bizarre.
So what time do you tend to wake up?
I would get up so early when I'm in that environment. I just like want to get up and get going. So I'd be getting up, like me and Olivia, we would get up and go in the water in the ocean super early in the morning.
That's so nice.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Would you guys be awake by yourselves for a while?
It would be me and her for a while. Yeah.
And what time did you go to sleep? Like, are you sleeping?
I mean, as much sleep as we can. But yeah, we're like filming into the night. People are getting home from dates, but definitely taking naps throughout the day. That's how it stayed sane.
That sounds nice. Also, like, sounds like if you get bored, you just like take a nap or something.
Truly.
The day beds always strike me as really uncomfortable and sandy.
They are a bit sandy. You got to put some towels down. I used to like make a wall, like a barrier over me.
So that you wouldn't be filmed, or just for privacy, or what?
Get some shade and just like have some towels down. I had like a whole system for napping.
Oh, wow. Did anyone wake you? Like, is there a limit on how long you can nap for?
I feel like you just kind of naturally wake up because people will come over and like sit on the bed and a lot is always going on. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just like getting naps when you can.
I would probably like nap all the time. So you mentioned that like everyone was good friends. It definitely seemed on TV like there was a couple of like cliques. Like it seemed like there was the Kylie, Mercedes, Kat trio and then kind of like everyone else. Did it feel that way too? Or was that just like the way it came across?
I think because they were all on the same season and they are friends and were friends before, it was easier for them to always kind of like gravitate towards each other. But I mean, at least for me, I never felt like anyone was being excluded or that there were cliques. I mean, you can always watch and like clearly see some, but I never felt that way when I was there.
That definitely makes it seem like Kat is sort of on an island and there's like everyone else. What did you think of how Kat was portrayed? You like her?
I really like Kat. And I think we all can get really emotional and say things that, you know, are not right. Of course, some of the things she said were not okay. But I really think she is a good person and she's great TV. Like, I really like her freakouts and her interviews. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, she is.
I can definitely sympathize with Olivia and see where there are wrongs. But I think everyone, you know, can make a mistake.
Right. That's nice. So it was more for cameras than it was actually like how it felt on the beach.
I don't know if it was for cameras. I think sometimes when you're in an interview, it can kind of feel like a diary, like you're just talking. And so there are some hurtful things that people say, and then they do have to deal with those repercussions after. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she's malicious or that it was coming from a malicious place.
Did her and Olivia like have an ongoing beef, or was it more isolated incidents?
I think there was just some isolated incidents. Of course, Olivia is not always going to be like hanging out with her all day long. Just sure. So we are dating the same guy. But yeah, it wasn't like a hostile environment from what I viewed. Again, I can't speak for them, but
sure.
I really never saw it like that.
Are you surprised that John Henry became such a hot commodity?
I mean, John Henry's hot.
He is hot.
He's hot. And he's funny. And it was really nice getting to know him. Also for the first time.
This reminds me, one thing I don't understand is Tyler's hotness. It seems like everyone's really attracted to him, but I don't feel like it translates on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, Tyler's so hot.
I mean, I know he's in your final four.
I know I'm biased.
I don't know. For something about him, like I really like him, although I do feel like him and Mercedes seemed like it was probably, I don't know. I don't think they used each other. Do you feel like they used each other?
I don't think so. I think Mercedes was definitely very much into Tyler. That was very clear to see. I don't know where the disconnect was or where that was all happening, but I'm not really sure.
Because yeah, their relationship just seemed sort of like they both wanted to be there. So they were going with it. And then like it became time to like get more serious. There was nothing to build on. So they just kind of ripped the Band-Aid, which was for the best. But I would guess I was surprised that Mercedes stayed. She and Jess stayed after their respective breakups. What surprised you the most throughout the season? Were there any moments where you're like, huh, didn't see that coming?
I mean, I think in general, this has been an interesting season because we didn't have any solid couples that stayed together throughout the whole thing. People were switching every single week. So I think when we see Jess and Mercedes stay, you're kind of like, oh, you guys just had a breakup. But people were switching around day to day. So to me, I don't think it seemed that off. But yeah, it was very interesting how we didn't have a lot of couples that stuck And I do wonder why that was.
It's definitely better television, I will say that. So good job, producers. If it had anything to do with it, it's more fun to watch. So
yeah, people definitely explored more this season. Obviously, we have like Eliza and Aaron and those yeah. like solid couples. But yeah, people definitely took the opportunity to date in Paradise, which yes, like you said, has been like interesting to watch.
Yeah, it's like more entertaining. I wish there were more games. Like there was when there was like the campfire thing and the truth box, like I liked all that. Do you wish there were more activities like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think in other dating shows, they have like the little challenges and
yeah,
stuff. And I
like Love Island.
Bring you closer to a partner or maybe have you interact with someone that you wouldn't normally just have a conversation with, and maybe there's connection. So we'll see. Maybe we could do like Bachelor Paradise Games.
Right. Did you ever see Bachelor Winter Games? That was on like 6 years ago.
No, but I talked to Ben Higgins about it and I heard it was like super, super fun.
Ben was not in a good headspace when he went on it.
Yeah, yes.
But it was really fun. It was also kind of like low budget, which I enjoyed. It was in Vermont and kind of similar to Paradise. Like, I shouldn't say low budget. It was sort of like campy. Like, they didn't make it feel like the MTV's the challenge. It was more like winter camp, like winter sleepaway camp doing skiing challenges or whatever. And it was like silly.
We need a little bit of that, I think. We don't need like always the dates in Paris. We can have a little campfire games.
Yeah. Well, did you watch Golden Bachelor?
I did.
What'd you think? Did you like it?
I absolutely loved it. I think it was so overdue. We were seeing the ads for the senior
forever.
And I think I learned so much just watching it. And I really hope they continue.
I do too. I was kind of surprised they didn't announce a Golden Bachelorette, but who knows? Maybe it's coming. The reason I bring it up is because those dates were way more simple, like pickleball and going to the Santa Monica Pier and like things like that. But I liked it because then you get to focus more on the people and it's like less about like, Paris is a great place to fall in love. And it's like, yes, we are all aware of that. It is a great place to fall in love. It's like, it's a cliche.
I like think it's interesting because I've been able to see both sides. And it's so easy to go to like Amsterdam and be in tulips and like, be like, oh my God, I'm in love, which I mean, I probably was. But even just my date with Brayden, getting to like play and paint, and then we were like running around, we got to know each other like just as well, if not better. So yeah, I do really like those more relaxed feel dates.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It did seem like you were really having fun on that one. I gotta say, I was not a Brayden fan, and then I came around on him on this Paradise. I liked his rapping, and he seemed fun in general. I wanted it to work out between you guys. I was just like, this is such something I didn't see coming, and I would have enjoyed it, but I guess it was short-lived.
I know. I was actually like really thankful because I wasn't able to see Charity season before, and I think a lot of people come into Paradise with a certain, you know, like reputation behind them. And for us all to get to know Brayden without seeing that, it was like really nice because he's such a great guy and he's so funny. His wraps, his scarves, every day a new outfit, earrings. We love it.
Seemed hot for the beach, the scarves.
They were like lightweight ones. And I think they were just like somehow protecting him from the sun. But well, it was very trendy.
Are you given sunscreen?
I brought so much sunscreen, but there is some there.
What's your preferred brand?
Oh my gosh. I love the Neutrogena, the spray one.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Your skin looks very dewy right now. So whatever you're doing. Doing it right.
It's like sweat, but
I think it looks good. Are you still roommates with Genevieve?
I am.
Do you like, does The Bachelor feel present in your life every day? Or do you feel like when you're not shooting, you guys are like, you know, living your lives as just like two friends?
Yeah. I mean, we've lived together for over a year now and we have so much fun. I think The Bachelor's always going to be a part of our life, all of our friends. You know, we're on it and it's so much fun to watch together. But yeah, we just live our everyday just like normal.
Do people stop you every time you leave your apartment?
No, no. And we live in LA too. Yeah, we don't get it at all, really. Like sometimes I'm home in Florida.
Huh.
Yeah.
What about if you're in a big group of Bachelor people?
Then yes. If they see certain people, like especially if we're with the guys, because they're so tall and like striking, you'll see the guys first and then they're like, oh, wait, that's so-and-so. But
who does that include? Like, who do you hang out with?
So, like, we have, like, Jill, we just went to see in Rhode Island. Me and Blake just did a sea turtle trip.
Oh.
So we all see each other here and there. We're all kind of spread out, but it's always so great when we all get together.
I was wondering who the tall guys are that are getting stopped.
They're all so tall. I think they, like, in person, it's just like, whoa, the first time I see them, I'm like, I didn't know you were that tall. But yeah, Blake gets stopped all the time.
Really? Is he tall? He doesn't seem tall to me.
He's pretty tall. Yeah, I'm also 5'2", so everyone is, like, super tall to me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm 5'8", so I, much taller than you.
Yeah, a little more height.
What do you do now? Like, are you back to flying? And like, what's your life like when you're not in production?
I know. So I actually like have been kind of waiting for all of this to play out just because I did go back to teaching while the season was airing. And it was really, really hard, I think, in my field for me to be taken seriously when that's airing.
Uh-huh.
So I've given myself some time off and traveled a little. Nice. And I'm excited to get back to doing that and being able to freely not have to worry about what's on TV while I'm teaching.
Does that make you mad? Like, do you feel like that people should not like take that into account when you're in a professional setting? Like, how do you feel about that?
It's so hard because being a woman in my field in general, you don't get taken seriously and you have to work 10 times harder just for them to view you as an equal. And that's a problem that has to be addressed on its own. And to put reality TV on top of it, I know a lot of women who like have had a hard time going back just because of the stigma or the connotation around it. So I think it's just something we all have to work on.
Interesting. How come you want to stay in that field, even though it's like the barrier to success seems like it's higher for you than maybe your male counterparts?
I really love aviation and it's something I knew I wanted to do since I was young. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm really excited now that I do have this platform to also speak on those issues and help hopefully other women be able to get through it. And then maybe in a couple of years, it won't be as hard. And if I can help, then I did something.
Did you read the Vogue profile of Lauren Sanchez?
No.
Well, she is engaged to Jeff Bezos. So if you don't know her name, you may have seen a picture of her. She's also really into aviation. She's got her pilot's license and she flies helicopters. And I feel like you should read it because there's a lot about her aviation and like what she does in it. So
I'll definitely have to. And helicopters, that's hard. I couldn't do the helicopters.
Ooh, helicopters are a no for me. I went in one time and it's a never again.
Yes, they are insane.
Did you go any helicopters on any of your seasons as like a date?
No, I never got a helicopter date, but I did get to do the zero gravity with Jordan, which was in a plane.
Did you throw up from that? Oh, that was Vanessa on next season.
Yeah, but we both got kind of sick after. We didn't throw up, but you just felt like you wanted to sleep for like 2 weeks. Like we both just felt horrible after it. It's not good.
What was it like doing Paradise, like being in a group after having done Bachelorette with Gabby? Like, what was it like sort of going from having like a confidant? And then you were obviously, you know, you guys split off at a certain point to then being in a group. Like, what was that like for you?
It was definitely a transition. I think going from having your own season to kind of being thrown back in it. It was definitely different, but I had so many friends there to like rely on and lean on. So at least I had them. But it was just a lot of fun. And I really feel like this was the first season I was truly on my own. And so that was really nice for me to be able to experience.
Did you miss Gabby?
Of course. Every day I hoped she was going to come down the stairs to like visit me and be like, what's the tea? And she never came down. And I was a little disappointed.
Yeah. Why didn't she come? Have you asked her?
Well, I don't know if it was like worked out or if she had like scheduling stuff or what it was, but we went down together the previous day. Yeah. So I wish she was there just to say, hey.
How much do you interact with Jesse Palmer in Paradise?
Jesse is not there nearly enough. I love him so much.
I do too.
Way more time with him on my season, but every time we get to see him in Paradise, it's always just so great. He's amazing.
Just at the rose ceremonies, right?
He would come down occasionally, like he was there for the roast and things like that.
Oh, right.
It just really kind of depended.
I thought the roast kind of turned mean. I feel like people didn't understand comedy versus meanness.
Yes. I hated the roast. I hated the roast when I did it the first time on The Bachelor. To me, I just think it's kind of like an opportunity to like throw lightheartedness out there, but everyone always takes it in the wrong direction. And it definitely messed up a lot that night.
I would have been really pissed if I were you. I would have been really pissed at Tanner. I just would have been like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's like a really low blow to be like, I think he said the thing about wanting Gabby and ending up with Rachel or something like that. Like, did you confront people afterwards or did you just try to like move on?
So afterwards, it was really tough because all the girls were super upset. I think just even what Aaron said about like crash landing your season, I'm like, I didn't really have control over the ending. You don't want to hear those things. And when they really hit those like sore points, it's really hard. But a lot of couples were fighting that night. I didn't want to like really overreact, but of course everyone saw me crying. I feel like that was kind of like the tipping point for everyone. And it definitely was not good.
Are you an easy crier?
Oh yeah. I cry all the time.
I feel like that should have been your Chiron. It would have changed things. Like Rachel, how old are you now? Like 27? Rachel, 27, easy crier, something like that. So people might take your tears a little bit less seriously.
I think the third time they're like, okay, we know Rachel cries a lot. So it was kind of like a little easier, but I'm like, I'm going to cry. I can guarantee that every time.
I actually think it's good to be able to cry. I don't know. Isn't it like good to be in touch with your emotions? And like, isn't it good to feel stuff? Not if it's painful, but sometimes not feeling it could be bad. So
agreed 100%.
Do you want to go on television again or are you done?
I think I'm done. I really, you know, never say never, of course, but I feel so at peace with my time here and I'm so thankful for it. And so it's just been a wild, wild journey, but I'm very grateful.
Would you ever go on like Special Forces or Survivor or like a different type of show that's more competition based?
I don't know if I could do Special Forces, but going on Survivor is like my dream.
Really?
Yeah, me and my dad used to watch it. And so I always like watch and I'm like, I would love to go on. So that's probably the one I would do.
You got to get, I think, more cutthroat. From what I've seen of you, you seem like a pretty nice person. So are you willing to backstab?
I feel like that's like an advantage because then they won't expect anything.
That's true. Like,
throw in a wild card.
How would you do the challenges? What's your endurance like?
I mean, it's not that good. I feel like I'd be better at like the puzzles.
Okay. So you're a puzzle person.
The puzzle girl. For
gotcha.
Sure.
Gotcha. Okay.
But
okay.
Sitting in the log with one foot. I don't know.
I don't like being uncomfortable. I mean, although it does seem like you can withstand that because Paradise Sayulita does not seem particularly comfortable.
Yes. I think we're all kind of used to like being outside of our comfort zone from just like right. In general. Yeah, no, I would love to do it for sure.
Was there any space you had access to that had air conditioning while you were on Paradise?
There isn't air conditioning, but the breeze, like you're right on the water. So at night it was like kind of blowing through. We had fans. I know that Genevieve's season was a lot hotter.
And
so we always talk about how I had a super mild summer. So I'm very thankful.
Yeah, it seems brutal. And then my last logistical question, what's like the bathroom situation? We heard that bite of Kat and Eliza talking and it made me wonder, like, is it sort of like a Love Island style bathroom where there's like a lot of different like stalls and mirrors or whatever?
It depends because there's just bathrooms everywhere. That's just the one by the pool. So there was like a couple in there, but there's like a million places to go to the bathroom. Thank God.
Oh, interesting. Interesting, because when they showed that, I was like, oh, now I'm really curious about like what else is being said in places where people are mic'd up, but not on camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't get away. You're always going to have that mic.
What's your happiest Bachelor memory of everything you've done of your three seasons?
There are so many, but I think always like looking back, my happiest, I really just enjoyed like all of me and Gabby's time together. And those like moments that we got to have, like looking back, it was just an experience that not a lot of people get to have. I have so many happy moments, but being with Gabby on our season was my favorite.
That's really nice to hear, because I feel like as a viewer, and I've just talked about this on my pod, like we feel like you both got sort of like shortchanged in a way. Like you could have had a different experience if you were the only lead. Do you wish you had been the solo lead, or are you happy because you love Gabby so much?
No, never. I would never have wanted to do it without her. And we always say, and this isn't even us just saying this, because at this point, I feel like we could be like, oh, I wish we had our own.
Yeah, especially her. She's off contract.
I don't know how people do it without like a friend there.
Yeah, it seems hard. I mean, maybe that's why you were able to move on.
Slip each other like notes under the door. If we had like opposite date days, like having her was just the best thing. And we both didn't end up with anyone. So like, I'll always have her. And so so thankful for that.
Yeah, it is really nice. I think I'd rather go through it with a friend too. All right, last question, Rachel. What's your one piece of advice for whoever is the next Bachelorette?
Whoever's the next Bachelorette, I would say do the opposite of what I did. That's what I tell them. Just the exact opposite.
It was really nice to meet you, and I'm so glad to see that you're doing well. Best of luck to you, and happy holidays, and thanks for so much for coming on the pod.
You as well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much to my producer, Devin Rinaldo. Callie and I will be back on Thursday for the Bachelor in Paradise finale. Have a great week and talk to you then.